All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm with the one and only Jack Posobiec. Jack, man.
How are you?
Nice to see you. Finally meet you, man. Actually, you know what? I met you at the wall. We build the wall. You were down there for a few days.
I was there,
weren't you?
Yeah, when we did, when, well, Bannon had like everybody down. What was that, 2019, I want to say?
Yeah, dude,
and
already.
I went to, that was, I can't believe it's been 5 years. And they went down. We all went down and we did the big thing with the when Bannon was like, well, if the military won't let us pay for the wall, let's build our own wall. Which, and that's why, Steve, you and I were just chatting on the pre-show a little bit there, that Bannon's a political prisoner right now. He gets out 1 week from today as we record this, but he faces another trial in New York where Letitia James is trying to jail him in New York City over that very same project, We Built the Wall.
So there's a lot here that I want to unpack and talk to you about. But let's say, and I know you got the book Bulletproof, folks. I expect this is an amazing book. It's about the assassination attempt and the ongoing attempts that we're going to probably see. I would imagine these next 6 months to 4 years are just going to be insane. But let's talk about Steve Bannon for a second and Brian Koflatch. I mean, Brian's still, I heard he was also part of, him and Steve Bannon teamed up together, correct, to do the We Build the Wall, and they're both now political prisoners. And I heard Brian is doing really bad. You know Brian Koflatch, right?
I've met him, and I had heard that as well about the fact that he's not doing well. I mean, as a triple amputee, that, you know, it's just being in prison, it, you know, they don't have the necessary facilities for him. They don't have the stuff that he needs. And I didn't get a lot of details, but somebody just mentioned that to me a couple of days ago here, that that he's really not doing well.
Right. So let's talk about Steve Bannon then. Steve, I mean, the guy, I look at Steve Bannon as like one of the, you know, almost like the forefathers of this country. This guy has been there right next to Trump. I mean, he's been doing battle with Trump. This guy is just, and he's a genius. I love Steve Bannon. And you know, I talk to him occasionally here and there, not since he's been in prison, but he's supposed to be getting out this month, correct? Or is it next month?
It's October 29th.
Okay. And they're now, the Biden administration is looking to hold him or detain him longer. Is that correct?
Well, so his lawyers were arguing that because he's been a model prisoner, he's actually been working in the prison library. Shouldn't surprise anyone in the history section.
No.
They said we couldn't even get him out of there, so we had might as well just give him a job. And that he's been spend a lot of time reading. And funny enough is that, or, you know, maybe not funny enough, but he's got some pro-lifers that are in there with him. These guys that have been locked up for praying outside of the Planned Parenthood clinics, and ended up being there at the same time. And they said that he's kind of formed like a sort of patriot group, even inside the prison walls there, as sort of like a resistance, not, you know, not like they're actively doing anything.
What kind
anything,
of prison is he in, man? Is it medium security?
It is. So it's FCI Danbury, and this is the mafia prison. So this is the prison that's outside of New York City there in Connecticut. And this is where you go and you have your, you know, it's all the mafia dons and those types. That's where those guys get sent. And well, not that I've heard anything, but let me just say, I'm sure, for knowing Steve, he'll be perfectly fine with those guys. I think they're probably all taking good care of Steve in there. But no, look, I talk to him every day. But, you know, when I talk to Steve, and I have to use this encrypted, you know, DOJ app, where I'm sure Merrick Garland's thugs are looking over our shoulder at everything we write. Right. So most of the time I'm writing, oh, Merrick Garland, he's a loser, he sucks, you know, this guy, he's terrible, locking up my friends like this. But every day Steve's just asking me, hey, are we going to win Pennsylvania? Are we going to win Michigan? How are things looking in North Carolina? Who's getting involved on the ground? Are people voting early? Is the posse out there doing the work that they need to be doing? And that's number one front of mind with him. He's never complained once in a single email to me for 1 second. Has he complained about his treatment, or has he complained about what they're doing to him, or anything like this? The thing that I mentioned before, from a legal perspective, his lawyers were attempting to see if they could have him on early release because of the First Step Act, which ironically was signed by President Trump, to say, if you're a nonviolent first offender, that you're a model prisoner and you serve vocational credits or education credits while you're in, then you would be eligible for early release. So you get 10% off your time, 20% off your time. There's like a whole scale for it. And he said, wait a minute, Steve's done this. So how come? So shouldn't he be eligible? And they said, oh, we don't have time to, adjudicate this. So we're just going to have him finish out his sentence. And they're using these ridiculous legal theories to have him stay there the full time when he is legally eligible for the First Step Act.
You know, there's so much happening. There's so much I want to talk to you about, man. And I don't know if, our short segment's going to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and just try to throw some questions at you here and there and get your perspective. Would you have ever believed, even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that we'd be where we're at in this country right now? I mean, would you have ever imagined this? I've been awake since 9/11, right? And I've kind of been watching the globalist agenda play out. And getting 2020, I was kind of ready for it, to be quite honest with you. Things roll out and the whole thing, and I was like, oh, here we go, this is where it starts. But the fact that they're locking these guys up and they're doing what they're doing, and we've just witnessed assassination attempts on Trump, the whole thing that is just playing out right now, could you ever imagine this? Have you been? And I know you've worked military intelligence, so I mean, I might be you may have been preparing this for a long time, I don't know.
So, I was one of those guys, and I'll say when I joined the military, joined the IC, I was one of those guys, and I thought, hey, I'm doing the right thing. I'm
You know
serving
what,
my
Jack? Give my
country.
audience a
This
little bit of
is
a background on your military intelligence, because this is
sure,
impressive.
sure. So I joined. Sure. So, well, thank you. I didn't do as much as some people did, but I did serve just under a decade as an intelligence specialist and then an intelligence officer, primarily in the United States Navy. And I deployed all around East Asia, and I'm a Mandarin linguist, so was able to use that and employ that in a variety of fields. And then I also spent one deployment, about 1 year, down at Guantanamo Bay in the interrogation cell there as an interrogator analyst, and just living in Gitmo, working in Gitmo, going all through. It's funny, we talk about political prisoners, and I was like, well, I've been on the other side of that too, when one of the guys who was locking them up. And so I've had that experience, because you're in there too, working every day.
How long were you
You're
in
just looking
Gitmo for? How long were you working in Gitmo?
about a year.
About a year. And what is that place like? I
Yeah.
mean, for my audience, I mean, that doesn't have any idea. What
Well,
is that like?
it's
I
you know
mean,
it's
I've heard they
well
expanded it. Is
it's
that true?
similar. Yes, but not that but they're not bringing more detainees in right now.
So
So they are expanding.
that's all just rumors and hogwash. That's not even true. They're not bringing any more people there. There's people there that are saying, oh, they're flying people in secretly.
Well,
Locking them up.
they do fly in. There are when people have gone in, it's not these, like radical Islamic terrorists like before. What it is actually, it's so when Gitmo was built in the 1990s, the detention facility, the base itself has been there since 1898. It's actually America's oldest overseas base. And it predominantly, when the Bush administration, or administration in the 1990s, had set it up as a refugee center. So you had all these Haitians and Cubans that were trying to get into the United States, and they would get detained, and or they would get stopped at sea or something like this. And they had just all these people and these migrant waves that were trying to come across, and they didn't know what to do with them. And so they said, hey, wait a minute, Guantanamo is right there. It's a US base. Let's set it up, and we could set up a series of camps for that. And it was first set up actually just as a refugee center, but then, and sometimes when the hurricanes came through, that would generate a lot of these refugee types. And inevitably, though, sometimes there would be problem detainees or problem refugees or problem, find out that somebody's got a criminal record, that type of thing, when they do a background check on them, they're trying to do some vetting. And so then they set up what's now known as Camp X-Ray. And Camp X-Ray, that's the one that you see in all the pictures with like the barbed wire and the big outposts, and everybody's kneeling down in orange. And so that was actually built by the administration all the way back in the 1990s for refugees. And the detainees from the War on Terror were really only there for processing. They weren't actually held in that facility. So since that time, they've built up various camps. There's Camp 5, which was sort of like a military barracks. Then there was Camp 6, which was built as, or Camp Delta, which was built more along the lines of the type of prison that Steve Bannon's in right now, because they used the federal They said, hey, prison's a prison. So they used the same kind of blueprints for that. So they've got basically two wings of it. One wing, which is your communal, like dormitory type setting, and then the other one that's for single cell, or single cell, but you might have a a cellmate. And then of course you have solitary, the old good old shoe. And so those were the ones that those are the ones were predominantly where I was operating. And even though the library was at the one that's like the barracks down the way. And so has there been expansion? There has been some expansion, but in a different site on the base, that's over actually on the other side of the bay where they are putting in some more migrants right now.
They're putting in more migrants. I'm here in El Paso, and I can't believe, I live here, and it's insane to see what's happening here. I mean, to watch these people, even at the El Paso airport, to watch these people come in and just fly out to wherever they desire. I've heard rumors that they're even being flown out of the bases here. I mean, it's complete.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No, yeah, this is what I'm hearing, and the Border Patrol is telling me that military grade weaponry is getting over to the ports that are good, just blowing right past. I've heard it, surface to air missiles have gotten I mean, crazy stuff I'm hearing. I know I have my fingers on the pulse here with a lot of people I know, and they're telling me the craziest stuff ever. And as we go into this election, if we have the election, you know what I mean? What's your thoughts on this, man, with this invasion taking place right now, with all the immigrants coming here? It's
Well,
an
I will say
obvious
this,
go ahead.
just from a security perspective, that if you were some malicious actor from around the world, or if you were some third party organization, I mean, this would just represent the easiest way. It's a dirty channel. So it's a dirty channel, a rat line to get into the United States, and as you say, to get anything you want into the United States. So if you've got a team of bad actors and you want to get them in, if you've got a plot to take out Donald Trump, and you want to do so, this would be the perfect way to do it. You just hire some guys, have them pose as migrants, and boom, you say, oh, we're refugees. And you download the app, CBP One, and here we are, we're refugees. And then you come into the country, and then you give whatever airport you want, they pay your ticket. They say, oh, show up at court this date. But there's
You
no
don't show up.
enforcement of it whatsoever. So you don't show up. And now, boom, you go. And by the way, this has been done before. And so, if you're one of these groups out there, or potentially a group that's even domestic to the United States, and you want to make it look like some other group is behind something, that's exactly what you would do.
Right. And that's good. And that's going to segue into the Trump assassination attempts. But first, I want to talk about just a little more on the migrants. Do you feel they're going to be activated for a certain time? I've heard that cells are here operating right now. I've heard that it's just not just the Venezuelan gangs or the Tren de Aragua, but other gangs are here, MS-13, the whole thing. They're all here. And do you think they're going to be activated at a certain time to cause chaos, mass shootings, maybe when it looks like perceivably Trump's going to win? They're going to be activated at that moment to cause some kind of civil unrest or try to spin us into civil war.
I mean, is it possible? Of course, it's possible. It's I the one thing I always say is that's a good argument for early voting, right? Because look, I know the FBI has been sending around threat reports saying that something they think something's going to happen on election day. I think that they publicly have said that too. So, I'm getting it from my sources, a lot of chatter about election day threats, and I just always go to people. I say that's why it's great. I already voted up in Pennsylvania, and so that's why I think that it's just a
But
good
don't you
idea.
think that
Get your vote in.
they can follow the data and know how big they if we vote early?
No,
What do you
everybody's no. They've the data, the numbers are out there anyway. So it's all a data fight right now. So everybody's data still comes down to the idea that you can only model your data based on the certain number of ballots that are in the system. So they've already sent out a number of ballots, but the only way to beat it essentially is for us to have our own ballot machine process. And that is basically where the swamp the vote comes in, this idea that you just crash this, flood the system with positive ballots so that if there are dirty ballots in there, and look, I mean, I'm from the Philadelphia area. So yeah, there's going to be dirty ballots. But if you flood that with clean ballots, then it just washes them out. So, and we know that, by the way, because that it's working, because we've seen just in the state of Pennsylvania, that's the one I know the best. where they were saying all along, Democrats were saying, our firewall is 400,000 votes. Our firewall is 400,000 votes. If we can bank 400,000 votes, and they're saying this publicly, then we'll be able to beat whatever Trump puts up on election day. And then something interesting happened because the number of ballots of Republicans started coming in, and it was way higher than before. And so now, all of a sudden, I've caught a few Democrats in Pennsylvania coming around saying, oh, yeah, our firewall was always 500,000. 500,000 was always our firewall. So I'm watching them in real time change the amount of ballots they think that they're going to need to overcome day of, which says to me that our operation is working because we can publicly see them scrambling right now.
Right. And they've been scrambling. It seems like they're trying to improvise right now, in my opinion, don't you think?
Yeah,
I
of
mean,
course.
completely. Like,
Oh, there's no
all their
question.
plans have just gone to
They,
shit.
yeah, ever since they had to pull Biden, and which we talk about, by the way, in the book, we've got full information as to what happened during those 9 days. And people have to remember this: the Kamala Harris would not be running for president had that bullet not missed on July 13th. Right, this was the goal. The goal always was get rid of Trump, leave Biden there. He'd be the puppet. Put him over on election day, and then yeah, maybe he steps down. Maybe they pull him at some point. But who cares? They don't care that Biden is a puppet. They actually like that
Right.
Biden is a puppet because then this guy isn't going to get upset whenever they say, hey, we've got to do another $8 billion to Ukraine. We've got to do another $8 billion to the Middle East. We've got to do another,
And
operation here or operation there, whatever it is.
as long as we look at Biden as just being an incompetent, the American people, it takes the light away from the people controlling him. As long as we could just look at him and be like, ah, he's
Precisely.
an idiot,
They
he's
love
old.
that he's a puppet. They
Right.
love that. They love that. So when that bullet missed, because Trump was already on the upswing, and then the debate happens. So suddenly there, and this is all the backstory that goes into it. So the debate happens, and suddenly Biden just falls apart in front of the full stage. That finally started getting involved. And they said, look, we got to do something about this. Then you have the denial of the security requests for Butler. You have the information that the woman who was put in charge, a Secret Service agent that was in charge on Butler, had only been on the job for 4 years. She'd just out of the
But
academy
wasn't
4 years, and she's in charge of a rally.
a DEI plant? Like, they put her in.
Well, I mean, that's what people say, that why would you put a female agent with that little experience in
And she's
charge
short.
of,
She couldn't even cover
Donald
him. Her
Trump?
stature alone is not
Donald
big
Trump.
enough
Well,
to
no.
cover.
This wasn't her. This is somebody else. This is someone,
Okay,
not the one
all
who
right.
was there at the moment. But again, we know that the Secret Service has these policies, so it sort of covers all of the things that you're bringing up, right? So why were people who didn't have the commensurate experience or qualifications in place at the Butler rally? And there's a lot of questions about that. DEI certainly plays a part, but you can't say the politics didn't play a part either. And this is what we talk about in terms of intentional negligence. So it's intentional negligence to have an event like that where Donald Trump, just from a security perspective, is the number one hottest target on the entire planet. Everybody knows this, again, especially after that debate, which is what I was talking about for the backstory. Then you also know that from a political standpoint, take all the politics out of the side. It's Joe Biden, it's Kamala Harris, whoever it is. If you're doing an outdoor rally, out in the field in Western Pennsylvania or wherever you are, that's always going to be the most potential likelihood of violence, the most potentially fatal event that a politician could do. Of course, we all know this, especially since 1963. And then, so the question that we have is, we say, well, this is a massive security failure, right? This is a terrible. Look at all these security failures, this failure, that failure. We identify 12 independent failures in the book. But the question that we ask, as we push a step further, were they actually failures? Were they actually failures, or was it in fact intentional neglect? And the idea being then, if the intent was to be negligent, that it just so happens, and what are the odds? We actually compute this in the book. We literally look up what are the odds that on a day where you would have 12 independent security failures, any one of which, if any one of which of these failures had been corrected, the drone, the rooftop, the guy dropping overwatch coverage, again, we go through all of it. They picked up the radios, if they had been on the same frequencies, if the Secret Service had gone to the meeting with local law enforcement, would have prevented this from happening. So what are the odds that all this would happen on the same day that a trained gunman, a skilled gunman with malicious intent would attempt to take out Donald Trump? We actually looked it up. It's one in one septillion,
Yeah,
which
there you go.
is essentially a number that's so big, I was like, all right, what's that really means? I'm not a mathematician. That number means it's the same as flipping a coin 93 times in a row and it always comes up heads.
Yeah,
And
impossible.
if you and I did that at the casino, we'd be arrested because
Yeah, I
they'd know
spend a
we had a
lot of
trick
time in the
coin.
casino, folks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you would know if somebody comes in, they'd be like, sir, come with us,
So
you
well,
know.
let me get
And
into
so,
this for a second.
well, listen to this. Listen to this.
Okay.
After that, so we were using OpenAI and GPT-4 Omni for this because I said maybe I'm biased, right? People know what my politics are, so let's go to the AI. And so GPT-4 Omni, which we know has a liberal bias, which is a biased liberal platform. And so I said, if I can go to this, and if this says there's a problem, then we know that's independent. So it's corroborative. So we plugged all that in, it gives us the answer. And then I said, well, what do you think about this? And here's the answer that we got back from GPT-4 Omni. Again, not me, not my co-author Joshua. This is what the AI said. And AI came back and said, the extreme unlikelihood of all of these instances happening by chance alone shows that the probability is statistically impossible, leading you to believe that there must be something more than chance behind this. That's
You know,
GPT-4 Omni.
yeah, I've had
So even the computer is saying, yeah, this was probably intentional.
100%. I have no doubt in my mind. My question is this: I've had, United States Secret Service, former Secret Service John Carman, and a few other people on my shows saying this is 100% compromised. He goes, they have no doubt in their minds that the team surrounding Trump, there is a mole in there, or there's a few, but they are compromised. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, can we say that? Would you now that you have this probability factor,
Well, I would even so I'll put two questions out there, and we talk about this in the book. Number one, obviously it's possible, and that could be someone at the lower level, or more likely, what I would think is I'd probably place it at the higher level under the Department of Homeland Security, where we know Mayorkas is already someone who's completely anti-Trump. We know that because remember, Bush put Secret Service, which had been Treasury before that, under DHS. And so putting them under DHS inherently made the service politicized. And we know that on the same day that Dr. Jill Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, had a dinner event in Pittsburgh. So that's the same AOR that Trump was in. Pittsburgh covers up. Butler is essentially about an hour north of Pittsburgh. So she's got the dinner event, an indoor small event, essentially like a fundraiser kind of thing. They gave her 13 Secret Service augments for that.
No
Donald
way.
Trump, the outdoor rally, got three.
Wow.
He got only three. And it was only because they were pushing for counter snipers that he even got any, because the campaign was losing their mind saying, we are going to cancel this and put out there
Can
that
I
you denied counter snipers before they did that.
let me just be honest with you, Jack. I've been to a few of his rallies and I've always been there and I've thought to myself, man, this is crazy. How does this guy not have bulletproof glass? This is the most
Yeah.
wanted man on the planet. I mean, he's playing chicken. You know what I'm saying? So I look around and I'm thinking to
Yeah.
myself, this guy has got to be more protected. But I assumed,
And
at
he
least,
does now, of course.
yeah. But I would assume then they're maybe in a 2, 3 mile radius. There's guys all over the place just scouting everything. But then what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania? I was like, holy cow, my worst nightmare came true. You know, I mean, if he didn't tilt his head just a fraction of an inch that way, it would have been gone. He would have been gone.
Well, we were I was on with Don Jr. the other day, and he actually, Don Jr., we were very honored that he actually came in and wrote the foreword for the book. And we asked
I
him, and I
saw
said,
that.
I know, Don, I'd love to have you do this. I mean, we told him, and I said, because I know him, and I said, but look, I totally understand, because it's obviously a little more personal for you than it is for everybody else. For everybody else, it's a celebrity, it's a political figure, and we like the guy, but it's for you. I mean, that's your dad, that's your father, and the grandfather of your children. So I mean, I can understand if you don't. And he said, Jack, he said that in 1 second without hesitation, he said, I'd be happy to write it. I'd be happy to do it.
Wow.
Because we got to, and he said, because we got to get this story out there, because the threat that the entire Trump family, by the way, his kids and Barron, who's going to school up at NYU, obviously a very public university. And then obviously we talk about the golf course situation as well, where that's the same golf course that people don't realize. So people know that Don Jr.'s daughter Kai, that she's very good at golf, she's very into this, she's competitively ranked, et cetera. Well, her main golf course is Trump International in West Palm Beach. That's the same golf course where the second shooter was found for 12 hours lying in wait. Now he was waiting for Donald J. Trump, but hey, what if he saw Kai and thought, the
Yeah,
granddaughter, and
just
said,
as
hey,
good.
maybe just as good, why not? And the security just again was not there. So Don Jr., and again, that just speaks to the kind of type of people the Trumps are, that you say you want to get the story out, you put it out. But anyway, he said something to me, Rico's. He goes, well, how I know that it was divine intervention? He said God had to get involved to do the Secret Service's job for them.
Yes, to me, no doubt. No doubt,
Yeah,
divine
because
intervention.
anyone who's got even a little bit of experience with firearms knows that, you don't need to be SEAL Team 6 or Delta or any other CAG or any of this stuff to know that
That was a
one
clear
tilt of the
shot,
head this way, that way, you're done. Back of the head, front, you're done. That it was that angle and only that angle. And we're told, by the way, that there was a 5 mile an hour gust of wind around that time, that day. And I'm like,
And you can see
guys,
pictures of that
you want to
bullet
tell me that's not a mirror? You could see the pictures. You could see,
racing right
and then
behind his head.
even after seeing the pictures, FBI Director Chris Wray still went and lied before the House committee on this and said he thought it was shrapnel. He said it might have been shrapnel from the teleprompter that was hit, and then the shrapnel hit Trump. And then there was also, I spoke to an eyewitness who said this, that there was an FBI agent that when they were doing the interviews, they were doing the interviews with people who were attendees, and they said, yeah, I saw Trump and I saw him get hit. And they come by, and the FBI agent stopped them and said, no, Trump didn't get hit. And he's
Oh
like,
my.
what do you mean? I was right there. He's like,
Disgusting.
a bunch of people got shot. Corey Capitore got killed, the firefighter. What do you mean? What are you saying Trump didn't get shot? Like, I saw him got shot. And they said, no. And the agent said his head hit the podium, and that's what caused the blood. And then he went
These
down.
people are sick.
And so we are, and it's like, I don't even have to say that, I think the FBI was lying. It's, we already know that the FBI were the ones spreading a conspiracy theory that Trump wasn't actually shot. And even FBI Director Chris Wray did this. Why would he do this? Then come to find a couple of months later with this second shooter, Ryan Wesley Rout, this guy who's been involved in Ukraine, who was involved with the Azov Battalion backed unit of the Ukrainian military that has been involved in assassinations in Russia and all across Ukraine, especially if they find some guy, some politician, they think he's not loyal, they think he's selling them out to the Russians, they take him out. This is the group, this is specifically the group that does that. And that's the propaganda video that Ryan Wesley Routh was in, which was a story I broke in the course of all of this,
Wasn't the
the
first
guy
shooter
named
in one as well
AI.
with BlackRock? Wasn't he
The
in a
first shooter
commercial or
was
something with
indeed in a
BlackRock?
BlackRock video. In a BlackRock video, and I'm like, man, the conspiracy theorists are just gonna
Oh, they're having a field
like,
day.
I'm like calling up Alex Jones, and I'm like, Alex, I gotta put money in the jar again, brother. I gotta put money in the jar again. And it's just
That's
like,
crazy.
I didn't think, but look, to get a little serious about it, it's Donald Trump knows that the forces he's going up against stand to lose billions
Everything.
and potentially even trillions of dollars. And the reason they hate him so much is he's the guy who can't be bought. He's the only guy in all of politics that they can't buy off. Any other one of these politicians, they run around there, and you can buy, and they're so cheap. They're so cheap to buy. And I'm here in DC. They're so cheap.
It's
And
like the
Trump is the
boxing
guy saying,
business. It's
I want to
a
do
guy
that.
came from the
It's just
boxing
like
business.
boxing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the pimps and
Yeah.
hoes. It's the promoters and the
It's
fighters,
same
bro.
idea.
Pimps and hoes. Let me ask you, do you think in Butler, Pennsylvania, could there have been two shooters? I've heard theories swirling around. Is it just that one guy that was on the roof, or do you think there was multiple shooters?
So what I think is going on, and in all the reporting here, is that yes, there were multiple shooters, but it's not the way everybody thinks. So were there multiple shooters with the multiple angles? Yes, but it seems like what's going on is that the multiple shooters were that. So the official story that we were told by the Secret Service and the FBI was that it was one Secret Service bullet that took out Crooks. But We are now hearing reports that there were two local police officers that were firing from the ground up at Crooks on the top of that AGR building. One who fired, so Crooks gets off about eight shots. And then we know that there are
Eight
two other
shots. He got
shots.
eight shots.
He got off eight shots.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Because
that
so
one hit the
he fires the
firefighter
fire.
in the stands, right? One of them is the one that killed the
Right,
fire.
right. He
Okay.
fires the first shot at Trump. That one misses. And then he starts to spraying and praying after that. So he's got the one where he's got the real close bead on. He's got the EOTech, the red dot, the AK-4, or excuse me, the AR-15. The other guy had the SKS. And he takes that shot, misses, and then he just starts pulling the trigger. And it was in that time that we know two shots got off, one from a Secret Service agent, but there was a 10th shot that no one had known about until just a couple of weeks ago that was fired by a local police officer, which hit, we think, the buttstock of the rifle, which then probably caused him to, you know, cause the gun to malfunction or at least jerked it around enough that it wasn't on target. Then, just in the last couple of days, we're now getting reports that there was an 11th shot fired by a police officer even before Crooks took out any shots. So for people who are saying, well, wait a minute, I saw someone shooting from this angle, I saw a bullet go in this direction, what I think has happened, and again, this is just based on going there, interviewing people, being on the ground. I've been out to Butler twice now and spoken to a lot of people that were at that first rally. What I think happened was you probably had multiple police officers taking shots at Crooks that, for whatever reason, the federal government isn't letting us know.
But Crooks was spotted, wasn't it, for like an hour before he even climbed up under
Oh,
the
yeah.
roof?
Oh,
How the
yeah.
hell do they
Oh,
not take that?
yeah.
Why don't they go question him, take him down? You're not supposed to be here. How did that even happen?
I mean, man, if you or I, if you or I had a range finder at a Trump rally, do you think people would just let us walk around with that
No.
and just, oh, we're not going to go talk to my producer? You know, I love the guy, but he, you know, he's a vape guy. He's a big into vape, and he's got the one where you charge it with the USB, right? They won't even let him take that in. He keeps losing that when he goes into the rallies, and we did the RNC and we did everything, and they'll confiscate that. So if he can't get his vape in, you mean to tell me that this guy's walking around with a range
It
finder
doesn't
and
make
nobody has
none
a
of this
problem
makes
with it?
sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. This is shows me more
The only
corruption and
way
them being compromised.
to make it make sense, the only way to make it make sense is if at some level, on some level, number one, either, and I was going to say this earlier, either, as you say, there was compromise, or number two, that he had help. Potentially help that was there at the rally,
100%. That's
which
the only way I see it.
I have no idea why no one is
And then
talking
we
about
go ask
this.
Biden for more help. We
Very
go
odd.
itself, but we go tell Biden we need more Secret Service. I mean, isn't that going like to the
Yeah.
Fox task for,
Well,
makes no sense to me. I'm saying, help
something
me
that's
make
recently
sense.
come out, and I actually was just with President Trump yesterday, and at down at Charlotte, North Carolina, we did this you know, ballots and Bibles, you know, kind of like a faith-based event. And I actually took a very close look at the motorcade as he was coming through, and you could see this motorcade is it's the biggest I've ever seen. It multiple SUVs, you know, police motorcycle, like probably 100 police motorcycles, squad cars, multiple ambulances, a couple of buses that are out. And we also know that the campaign has now requested military support for not just the motorcade, and they are using as well decoy motorcades. So sometimes when you see Trump leave one of these events, the motorcade will then split and you'll have one go this way and one go this way. You don't know what SUV he's in. So they're using, by the way, the same type of battlefield tactics that our military was using in the global war on terror, because they're worried about those missiles you were talking about earlier, as well as drones. They've also requested now military escort jets for his airplane.
Okay, but I get that. I understand that, and I applaud that him for that. But here's the thing I'm questioning here. You're going to the source Biden to give you more, to give you military, whatever you're asking for, more Secret Servicemen,
Right,
whatever.
right.
But it just takes one guy to be compromised. One guy.
That's
That's
right.
close to Trump,
That's right.
and that's what scares me.
And I'll tell you that the guy that I have so many questions about, and I would, you know, we'll see if Trump is able to get back in there, whether or not he opens up a deeper investigation into this. And I know he said that RFK is going to be given charge of a task force looking into presidential assassinations as well as declassification authority, not just for Butler, but also for his own father, RFK Sr., and his uncle JFK, which I certainly hope. Little poetic justice there, right? Have his
Right.
have the son and the nephew be the one that actually releases it. And that officer, Greg Nickel of the Beaver County ESU, who dropped Overwatch coverage, who was in the AGR building, who was looking out the window at the rooftop. By the way, it is only slightly sloped. It's not, I've been
Yeah.
there and looked at it multiple times. It's a tiny little slope. Nobody, my 3-year-old would have a problem with that slope. And, he drops coverage just a few minutes prior to Crooks going up there. And it's like, did someone tell you to do that? Did you get a text message that told you to do that? Were you told prior to that? There's a lot of these questions that are still out there. So,
There's way more
long story
questions than
short,
answers.
here's what I'm doing, right? And with this book, with Bulletproof, what we've decided is that we don't trust the federal government. Don't buy it. We're not buying what they're selling. So, we've hired our own private investigators. And these guys are licensed in Pennsylvania. They are licensed PIs and they are a firm. And they are going around Western Pennsylvania as we speak right now, doing the shoe leather reporting, digging into the officers who were involved, digging into Crooks, digging into his ties, digging into his connections, digging into what devices his device was associated with, which, by the way, includes, we've uncovered, and people could see in the book, burner devices that were active and inactive for various periods of time around the shooting, including the day of the shooting and the days after the shooting. The IEDs, how did he build these things? How did he test these things without anybody finding out? Digging into the parents, whether they specifically the father, whether he knew anything. And it does appear, by the way, that the federal district of the Western District of Pennsylvania, the U.S. attorney out there, Eric Olshans, has opened an investigation
Don't you think
and a grand
Kimberly
jury
Cheadle got
into
off kind of
this.
easy?
Really, Cheadle. I mean, she just walks away, right? She
Yeah,
just
I mean
walks right
seriously,
away
I mean
back to
just look
her,
at that.
back to
I
Pepsi, I guess.
yeah, it's just to me, it's just I don't know. This whole thing smells to high heaven. I see a lot of corruption here. I see a lot of people compromised, in my opinion. I think there was a
Right.
lot bigger scandal going on here than just people being incompetent. But let me just ask you before I let you go, Jack. I know you're pressed for time here. And I'm trying to be respectful of that. There's been word that as we go into this election November 5th, I am expecting, to be honest, probably some kind of pause or halt. Okay, that's kind of what I'm looking at here. What I think is going to happen. I don't think they're gonna. I think
You
there's going to
mean
be.
like when they paused the counting last time?
Yeah, there's going to be some kind of machines go
Yeah.
bunk that not everyone can vote. It's going to be
Well,
halted.
that's look, I was in Maricopa County. I'm a Philly guy, but I was in Maricopa in 2022. I was out with Charlie Kirk and I was there at the voting center and the message comes down, oh, the machines broke down. And if you want to wait in line, you can, but it's going to be a much longer line. It's like when
I'm
you go to the
saying.
airport now and they only have one magnetometer is up and suddenly the line goes all the way back. Well, guess what happened in Maricopa? There were so many people who are like, I can't wait 3 hours. I got to pick the kids up. I got to go to work. I got life. I got stuff to do.
Right.
And that was this massive voter, just obvious
So I
voter
think that's what
suppression
we can
that happened in
expect.
America. And that was just one county.
Right. So I think that's what we can expect happening this time around. And if Trump. If they, let's say it is a landslide, they're not big enough with Kamala, then they're even coming out saying, well, we're going to make sure that we're not going to certify that. We're not going to let him get inaugurated. I mean, they're already coming out saying this.
Well,
I mean, I
Democrats
think
already
we're
said
in,
that.
what's that?
Jamie Raskin of the House Democrats has
Correct.
already said
So that.
that. And this is why, by the way, you got to win the House because so the House gets seated before the president. So everybody knows the presidency gets certified on Jen and the inauguration is January 20th, but the House is much earlier than that. So you've got to get a Republican House because if the Democrats take over the House, they don't have it, but the Republicans only have the majority by like 4 or 5 seats right now. And if the Democrats take control of the House, they've already said they won't certify it if Trump wins.
Correct. So we're in a war. This is not stopping anytime soon. I
Oh yeah.
think we're looking at the next
And
3 to 6
by the
months.
way, the assassination attempts and the threats on President Trump's life have not stopped. And we've got
Correct.
stuff in here, and there's indications that there have been attempts that stuff involving maybe drones, armed drones like you see in Ukraine, that haven't even made it to the press yet.
I've heard there's surface-to-air missiles that have been smuggled into the States. How does that even happen? Well, yeah, an open border. So
Right.
this time I'm scared for his plane.
Well, I mean, his plane doesn't have any defenses against something like that. But even
Right.
then, you know, if you had a capable enough drone and you were able to say, as his plane was taxiing up at one of these runways, and everybody knows the schedule because it's public. So you'd take one drone with a pretty basic ID, something you could make. I mean, they're making IDs on drones now over in Ukraine out of like Pepsi cans and stuff. So, I mean, it's very simple to make this kid in Butler, Pennsylvania, Thomas Matthew Crooks, had IEDs in his vehicle. He had a drone that day. He very easily could have used it. Can't ask him why he didn't, but he very easily could have done that and used the drone to try to take out Trump. You could use that against the plane, and you take out just maybe one engine. That might be all you need.
Let me ask you one last question, man. This Vim Miller kid that got stopped at the last rally that had I guess unregistered guns, and I guess the passes were fake. I'm not sure too sure on the information, but he's supposedly a Trump supporter. Do you think this guy should still be in jail, or do you think, hey,
I think he is out actually right
no,
now.
he is out.
I
He is
think
out. But
he
I'm thinking, do you
yeah,
think he
yeah.
should still be in? Should he be still being questioned? I mean, he.
No, I think that was a misunderstanding. I think that was a big misunderstanding, and I
Okay.
think that, but I can understand at the same time. And apparently, I didn't even realize, but I'd met the guy at like a Turning Point event, prior to, because there were pictures of me meeting him at one of these Turning Points, and I don't have any, specific memory of it. But it seems to me though that because the threat environment is so large, that local law enforcement, you got people that are, maybe taking things, into and blowing them out of proportion. But that said, if it, and look, I'm just gonna say it at that Butler, when I went back to the Butler rally, the return to Butler rally on October 5th, I'm sure that 80% of those cars had guns in them, right? Because it's Western
Right,
Pennsylvania. When
right.
Trump goes to an event in Georgia, or if he goes to an event in Tennessee or North Carolina, I'm sure that the car, like probably most of the cars, have guns in them. Now, if they're legal, not registered, obviously those are different situations, but generally Trump supporters have guns in their cars. I think that's a
Right, I agree.
pretty
I
safe thing
agree.
to say. So it doesn't surprise me that he said, hey, just to let you know, I've got firearms in my vehicle. And I think the sheriff got a little ahead of himself there in calling it an assassination attempt, when I don't think that's what it was.
Bulletproof, folks. That's the name of the book. Where do people get it, Jack?
Well, thank you so much. So we've got it up on Amazon, but if you don't like Bezos, and I totally get that, you can go up to Books a Million, you can go to Barnes and Noble, and we even have, you could buy it direct from us at orderbulletproof.com.
Nice. And we're probably looking at Trump. There's probably going to be many more threats, right, on Trump. I mean, the threats are out there. I tend to think these are the three-letter agencies using other things as other, like Iran as a proxy, things like that. Would you agree with that, or?
Well, when I was on Tucker's show, a couple of days after the first threat, the first shot, and we were saying, how convenient is it that the one country that the regime is trying to start a war with is the very same one that we're told the first, oh, by the way, they're trying to kill President Trump. How convenient that they are the first ones that get the blame on this. Almost like the story was pre-planned in some way.
That's my guess. All right, folks. Jack Posobiec, thank you so much for joining, brother. I hope I can bring you on again at some other sometime in
Yeah,
the
we'll
future.
have to.
Yeah,
There's going to be plenty to talk about, that's for sure.
I'll have Stacy reach out to you, and
Yeah,
good seeing
just
you
go through
again.
Stacy.
God bless you. All
Take
right,
care, brother.
stay in the fight, my man. Later.